My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We're going to talk with Andy Black, President and CEO of the National Association of Pipelines, about technology, pipeline safety, and the increasing construction happening across the United States with pipelines. Plus, entrepreneur Doug Burgum talks about the governor's budgets and how they've increased significantly over the past 15 years. Plus, how to maintain your business in the Bakken. All that plus much more coming up on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. In our next segment, we talk with Gene Veeder from the Economic Development Corporation out of Watford City.
Gene Veeder, McKenzie County Economic Development.
McKenzie County is known as the hot zone or the sweet spot of the Bakken. And so talk to me a little bit about what's going on with the oil and gas activity in your particular county.
Well, we've been fortunate during this whole downturn that we've seen across the country in the last year is that McKenzie County is still an area that produces the majority of the oil that comes out of the Bakken. And so there's always been, during this whole process, if anything's happening, it's probably happening within 60 miles of Watford City. So although we've seen a downturn, it hasn't probably impacted our community like it might have impacted some other communities. So we continue to build. You know, we're building a healthcare facility. We're just opened a new high school. We're building a new event center right now, a law enforcement center, some major construction projects to facilitate what this conference is kind of showing is that this thing is going to work its way back and we should be poised to be back at that time. So we're optimistic.
How's the conference going for you? I would imagine that McKenzie County, Watford City would be one of the more popular booths because of the activity.
Yeah, the fun thing about this is I've been coming here probably since it started, really. And it is funny to recognize that it's a pretty close a fraternity of people that we know the majority of the people here. We've done business. A lot of these people have been in this business and industry for a number of years. And so we get real positive response back. Most of the activity in the patch, one time or the other, comes through Watford City. And so we're part of the partnership in the oil and gas industry. It's been a nice partnership for us. The state recognizes what we've done in our community to facilitate this real nice expansion, and so it's actually really a fun time for us to be here and be partners with this industry.
How are the residents doing with, you know, you hear the good, you hear the bad, you hear the dust stories, you hear the pizza parlors that are making all kinds of money, good and bad. How are the residents taking the activity?
Well, Watford City has always been pretty supportive of the industry, and I commend them for being so patient during the last two or three years when we were really kind of overrun by, there was really mixed feelings about it then. I would say the attitude's very positive now, and we've seen that, getting some of the traffic out of the center of town, adding some new retail establishments, the support of the industry in areas like our hospital and daycare and those kind of things. And so really it feels much more like a bustling, normal community with some good economic future. That's what it feels like, and I think most people would tell you that.
I've been on record now for 3 years saying that at the end of the day, the two communities that are really going to be unbelievable economic successes is Dickinson and Watford City. I think Watford City's got an early lead on this because of a lot of the infrastructure and a new high school, like you said. Just what do you make of that comment? And I'm not saying pick winners or losers, but I'm just talking about the amount of infrastructure and development and the community support, Watford and Dickinson.
Well, one of the things that we find out, and I don't say this to be politically correct, is that as this thing has evolved, Williston and Dickinson have just become real, real big partners for us. Is that the businesses that do business in Watford City also do businesses in Williston and do business in Dickinson. One of the things that has really emerged out of this, though, is that as this thing grows, industry wants their people within, half hour, 45 minutes of the sites. And that's what we've been targeting here. That's why we're here, is that it's grown away from people traveling out here 3 weeks at a time, going back home 2 weeks at a time. Companies we're talking to want their people to live and work in the community, so they're available like any other normal business. That we've seen a normalization of that. So whether it winds up being Dickinson or Watford City probably has more to do with how close those communities, those living employees are to their daily work. We had talked to dozens of professional people out of the energy, and it's more professionalized now. They've got a well issue with some sort of electronic component on their site. They have to be there to take care of that. It can't be done remotely. So that's probably the advantage. So this things that you see here, we promote the community building. It is to facilitate to those oil companies the ability to bring in people to live here permanently. So they're available. They don't have to wait 2 weeks for them to show up on site. So,
how about the pizza shops and the cafes? How are they doing?
Well, we went from the majority of the business in our community 5 years ago was run in, grab something, and get out. Mm-hmm. And so it's transitioning more to a full service type community. We've seen a significant downturn in our retail, but it's compared to a massive, massive increase. So, and I just give you an example. We were generating at the top of this thing about $450,000 a month in sales tax revenues. That got down to about $122,000 a month, and it's gone back up now. But to compare that to 7 years ago, we were generating about $100,000 a year. And so although it's gone down from $450,000 a month, it's still significant.
To listen to the full-length interview with Gene Veeder, Economic Development Corporation out of Watford City, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.